Cruz demands meeting with USMC commandant over political attacks on Tucker Carlson. By Jacob Bliss on March 15, 2021. On Sunday, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, demanded a meeting with the commandant for the United States Marine Corps, USMC, over political attacks on Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Cruz wrote a letter Sunday to the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to address comments made by active duty military leaders towards Carlson over the past week. The U.S. military's subordination to civilian governance, including to the American people for whom and by whom the government is selected, is the core of our Republican and its institutions, Cruz wrote in a letter outlining his core issues. That structure is woven into our military at every level, including Department of Defense, DOD, Directive 1344.10, which broadly forbids military service members and from engaging in their official capacities in any activities that associate the DOD with any partisan campaign or election, candidate cause, or issues. The military's commitment to avoid political endorsement and controversy was systematically undermined for the sake of left-wing ideology and political expediency with last week's attacks on Carlson, argued Cruz. Cruz mentioned the members of the military who carried out the attacks on Carlson. Multiple military leaders have tweeted video of themselves while in uniform as they attack Carlson, including the command's senior enlisted leader of the U.S. Space Command, the sergeant major of the Army, the commanding general of the U.S. Army Maneuver Center of Excellence, and the commanding officer of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force, MEF, Informational Group, IG. Throughout this campaign, military leaders have suggested and insinuated that is it out of bounds for civilians to criticize the military unless they've served. Cruz further stated, these actions run the risk of creating a culture of contempt for our country's civilian leadership within the enlisted rank and among junior officers, which will be corrosive to the good order and discipline of the military. Cruz also brought attention to why the Defense Department cataloged a statement by Pentagon Press Secretary John F. Kirby under the headline "Press Secretary Smites Fox Host That Diss Diversity in U.S. Military" and declared that Carlson has issued insults to the entire U.S. military. TUMAFIC also used their Twitter account to post statements insulting Carlson, including calling him a boomer. Soon after Cruz published his letter, the 2nd MEFIG Twitter account deleted its tweets.